With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin. Stay in tune with our local sports scene by listening to the Channel Seed Sports Beat each and every Saturday morning on 98.9 KQCR. On this weekend's edition of the show, we chat with a few sports figures in our area, Iowa Falls Alden boys track coach David Harms and Upper Iowa volleyball player and Applington Parkersburg alum Caitlin Mowinkle. Mowinkle recently made the exciting decision to transfer from UNI to Upper Iowa to pursue a college volleyball career, something she is very excited about.
It was a hard decision at first because I love UNI. I love being really close to home, and I love all the people I met there. So it was hard. But when this opportunity came up, I just couldn't pass it up. I knew that, like, in the future, I would probably regret not taking this opportunity. So I'm really excited that I'm going forth with it, and I'm really excited for the future.
Mowinkle will look to help to continue to grow the Peacock program that finished last season 21-9. We also have an opportunity to catch up with IFA Athletics as we chat with head boys track coach David Harms. Coach Harms provides us with an update on their offseason as well as what's ahead for the cadet track teams next season. Join us for the Channel Seed Sports Beat this and every Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30 a.m. on 98.9 KQCR and RadioOnTheGo.com. It's back to the gridiron for this weekend's edition of the Cyclone Classics on 104.9 KLMJ. Join us on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. on 104.9 KLMJ to hear our latest Cyclone Classic, the thrilling win for Iowa State over West Virginia on the football field back in 2018. It was a big-time midseason battle of Big 12 teams as the Cyclones hosted the 6th-ranked Mountaineers. It was one of many signature games in the career of now Chicago Bear and former Cyclone running back David Montgomery.
Purdy takes the snap, gives it to Montgomery. Big hole right side, 35-30, 25-20. Montgomery inside the 10 and all the way to the 5-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 3. It's a 38-yard run for David Montgomery.
Montgomery would finish the game with well over 150 yards on the ground as the Cyclones punished the visiting Mountaineers on that mid-October day back in 2018. Relive all the memories from 1 until 4 p.m. on Saturday as the Cyclones take on West Virginia right here on 104.9 KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. On this past weekend's Sports Beat programs, we chatted with area professional fisherman Gabe Haugland, who detailed his history in the sport and offered up some advice for local fishermen in our area. Haugland, who calls the Clear Lake area home, says he's been involved in fishing for quite some time, which started as a young man.
Well, I started fishing with my dad at a very young age. He had us out on the Mississippi River below the dams in the winter. That was something that, you know, dad really started in our family. And we would fish for walleyes. Kind of stepped away from it a little bit in college, just was trying to chase a baseball career. That didn't work out, so I had to find something else. And I know you guys called me a pro. I don't consider myself a pro. I do like to teach others what I've learned along the way, and certainly a lot of guys have poured into my life to make me a better fisherman.
He goes on to say that much like life, fishing is all about trying new things often and gaining new experiences.
One thing that I've learned with the amount of time that I've spent on the water and being around my dad and other great tournament fishermen, my brother, is to never stop experimenting. You know, like Al Lindner says, if you're catching them on whatever presentation A, then try presentation B and see if they'll bite that too. You know, if something's working for your partner, try something different for you and just keep learning, because I tell you what, there's really no substitute for getting out on the water and learning things for yourself.
It was a pleasure to catch up with area pro fisherman Gabe Haugland and get a solid update on our area fishing scene. Haugland also provided us with some ideas and precautions to take note of while out on the water this season. You can listen back to the whole interview by heading to RadioOnTheGo.com and clicking on Coaches Shows under the Sports tab. Taking a look at national news now, the NCAA has released a long and detailed plan to help schools bring athletes back to campus during the pandemic. The move comes as schools across the country prepare for the return of athletes as early early as June 8th. The NCAA last week lifted a moratorium on athletic activities starting on Monday. That cleared the way for voluntary workouts and training to begin at team facilities. Schools have already started putting plans in place to test athletes, coaches, and staff for the coronavirus and implement social distancing. At least 11 major league franchises have informed minor leaguers they will continue to provide allowances after the May 31st expiration of Major League Baseball's policy, guaranteeing those players $400 per week. San Diego, Miami, Minnesota, and Seattle are promising payments through August, and the Los Angeles Dodgers, New York Mets, Chicago White Sox, Tampa, Texas, and Baltimore are doing so through at least June. Philadelphia also plans to continue allowances through June, but likely at a reduction from the $400 per week rate. Dominic Thiem, Alexander Zverev, and Nick Kyrgios will play exhibition matches in Berlin in July. One exhibition event will run from July 13th through 15th on grass at Steffi Graf Stadium. The other is on a hard court in a hangar at the city's closed Tempelhof Airport from July 17th through the 19th. There will be electronic line calls with no line judges. Organizers say if there are changes in the law by then, a limited number of spectators could be allowed. Roger Federer leads the annual Forbes ranking of highest paid athletes with what the magazine says is $106.3 million in total earnings. He is the first tennis player atop the list since it was first compiled back in 1990. Federer made $6.3 million of that haul from tennis prize money and the other $100 million from endorsements and appearance fees. Soccer stars Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, and Neymar are in spots 2, 3, and 4, followed by the NBA's LeBron James, Stephen Curry, and Kevin Durant. Tiger Woods is at number 8, and NFL players Kirk Cousins and Carson Wentz complete the top 10. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin.